Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 10:01, up 13 on the open. July 10:12, up 13. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9:50, up 16 on the open. July 9:61, up 14 and a quarter. December 9:87, up 13 on the open. May corn opened at 6:10, up 5 on the open. July 6:23 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. September 6:26 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. December 6:25, up 5. March 6:31 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. May 6:34, up 5. September 5:84, up 2. December of 2009, 5:76, up 4 on the open. May beans opened at 13:38, up 25 on the open. July 13:50, up 20. August 13:46, up 26. September 13:10, up 23. November 12:60, up 16. January 12:75, up 18. May of 2009, 12:88, up 19 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3:55, up 5:40 on the open. July 3:57, up $5. May soybean oil open at 59, up 93 on the open. July 59.98, up 120. April live cattle opened at 87.10, up 32.5 on the open. April feeders 98.55, up 30 on the open. April lean hogs 59.60, up 17.5 on the open. And May bellies 72.60, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grand Group Indicator, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Another week, and corn prices are again higher since we last talked to you. And I continue to ask the same questions. When does this thing begin to lose some steam?
Well, we're kind of in a weather market right now. So, I mean, I suppose if someone would come out with a dry-type weathercast for a 10-day window, I suppose the market would probably sell off. But I'm not too sure it would be a permanent sell-off until we go further down the road. I mean, the market wants to see an acreage planted. It wants to kind of have a pretty good idea of what kind of supply we're going to have. And all indications, at least at this point, is that it's going to be difficult to build corn inventories into an excessive state, at least for the coming year. You know, we could have one of those perfect growing seasons, but so far that hasn't been the case. We're actually probably going to end up 2 to 3 weeks behind. We're probably 2 weeks behind already. Last year, where everything was 2 weeks ahead of time, now we're kind of 2 weeks behind. So I imagine it'll see some weakness once there's some evidence that demand is backing off, whether it's export, livestock, or ethanol, and that's really not the case right now.
Do the new longs that are entering the market kind of eye that $6 mark as a place to either stay in or jump off?
Well, we haven't decisively cleared, I suppose you have in everything but May, but I suppose $6 is going to be kind of important point. If we go down, if we start visiting levels back underneath $6, that might get some technical type to maybe bail out of their positions. But, you know, I think anybody that's buying corn in here is looking for, you know, 7-plus type corn values. I mean, you need to have a dollar upside objective or there's really no sense in buying corn. So any new longs coming into the market, I think they're betting that we're going to see another dollar up in this corn market.
And at what point does the trade begin to get a little bit jittery in your estimation about planning, the planning schedule? I don't suppose they're really overly worried at this point, but another couple of weeks might have them a little bit on the jittery side, especially if we weren't, 40 or 50% planted in 2 or 3 weeks?
I suppose, you know, as a rule, the market doesn't get real excited until about May 10th because we can, farmers can put this crop in the ground fairly quickly if we do get a weather break. But given the fact that we're short of corn this year, we've got still a growing demand base. The acreage intentions look like we're going to have a short crop. The market might begin to get a little more jittery a couple weeks earlier than normal. So I suppose you get here, 2 weeks from now, if we ain't got anything planted, I think the market would really begin to start worrying about losing corn acres because, I mean, the function of the corn market is to try to encourage increased supply. If we get to the point where the market worries about losing acres, then it'll be the function of the market then to cut back on demand through higher prices.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, where it appears to me the meal has become the leader.
Well, the meal is doing a pretty good job of recovering off of its early April low, as well as soybeans, as well as soybean oil. I think longer term, I think the picture is still somewhat negative with the big, massive monthly reversal downs that we have posted on the monthly charts. But we're in a state here for a good recovery. Price action is supportive for some more retracement levels of the big decline that we saw during the month of March. And, you know, fundamentally, the market is being supported by worries that the farm strike may get back going again in Argentina. So I think that's something that we're going to have to contend with for the time being. And that's bringing foreign buyers back into the U.S. To buy inventory because they don't know when farmers are going to go on strike. So that keeps our export demand coming and going to be much stronger than probably what USDA even pushed out here yesterday because we are going to do some business in here with that idea that farmers may start striking again down in South America.
And that's keeping the old crop firm. I suppose what's keeping the new crop firm is still questions about the mix of corn and beans.
Well, anytime you reduce old crop inventories, that's going to be generally so positive to new crop inventories because that's less carry-in. Usually wet springs have a tendency to reduce corn acres, increase soybean acres. If you're not planting corn, you're not planting soybeans. And again, this year, the soybean balance sheet is going to be very dependent upon a very healthy, strong new double crop production. So soybean market, even with larger acres, is not necessarily just going to roll over and die. It needs to see a good crop started and off and running, and then we're going to have good summer weather for a strong double crop production, too.
Thank you very much there, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Mike Sola tells us that flash flood watches have been issued for all of Illinois and portions of northwestern and southwestern Indiana through Friday afternoon. Flash flood warnings are in effect for southwestern Illinois until 11 o'clock this morning and in south central Illinois until 2:30 this afternoon. And a tornado watch is in effect for extreme southern Illinois until 11 o'clock this morning. Let's go ahead and look at the current prices. in Kansas City. May wheat at $9.96, up 8. July, $9.95, down 4. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at $9.28, down 6. July, $9.42, down 4 and 3 quarters. December, $9.85, up 11. May corn, $6.04 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. July, $6.17, now $6.18 unchanged. September, $6.21, down 2 and a quarter. December, $6.19, down 1. May beans, $13.35, up 22. July, $13.52, up 22. August, $13.46, up 26. November, $12.64, up 20. May soybean meal, $3.53, up 3.40. July, $3.55.50, up 3.50. May soybean oil, $59.25, up 1.18. July, $59.73, up 95. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.